This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I think she feels that it was her civic duty to come forward. That said, she's under a tremendous amount of pressure right now and is going to work to try to put her life back together and move forward. If she does that, she's willing to cooperate with the committee and with investigators.
All right, so it's pretty interesting. We've got Professor Christine Ford, who has an attorney who is speaking for her, saying she's not prepared to speak Monday about Brett Kavanaugh, who now will be delayed if he's even confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. This is where we sit. Huge story. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Where do you sit on this one? So the attorney, you just heard her there say that the client wants an FBI investigation into her accusation that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in the 80s before she testifies before the Senate. Senator Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, had announced a hearing for next Monday to air the testimony of both Professor Ford and Kavanaugh regarding the alleged assault. Ford, if you don't know, a couple of quick deets for you. Psychology prof went public with the allegation over the weekend after it was leaked to the news media. She told the Washington Post that Kavanaugh forced her into a room at a high school party in a suburb of Maryland in the 80s. Was trying to attack her, remove her clothing, turned up music loudly because she was trying to scream. He covered her mouth when she tried to scream for help. So her attorney that you just heard there, one of them, Lisa Banks, sent a letter to Grassley stressing that an FBI investigation into the incident should be the first step in addressing the allegations. So she said she will talk with the committee. She's not prepared to talk with them at a hearing on Monday, saying that a full investigation by law enforcement officials ensures the crucial facts and witnesses are assessed in a nonpartisan matter. In this letter, it said that, and that the committee is fully informed before conducting any hearing or making any decisions. So, interesting. Interesting to see what happens, and I think there could be the investigation. If it moves forward, then you wouldn't get her side. Then it would explode in a different direction. So Democrats are telling the Republicans not to repeat the same mistakes that were made with Anita Hill and to do this the right way. Does it happen? Either way, this hearing is delayed for sure. What comes out of that? I think that every side needs to be heard then. Let's hear the whole thing. I mean, now you've taken us this far, and this is too big of an appointment. This is a lifetime appointment, and now it's out there, this conversation. Let's nail it shut. Let's get it right. Let's get the deets. Let's get the details on it, and let Kavanaugh have his say. Like, he's saying, no, no, no. Let's hear what he has to say, and then fine, let's hear what she has to say. I mean, that's it. I think it's pretty clean. Just do it. You could talk about, yeah, the timing. Why didn't Senator Feinstein, release a letter sooner that she was given, that whole thing? Regardless, now it's out there. Now it's happening. Let's just handle it right, and then it doesn't have to become this fodder for you screwed us, we screwed you, this is wrong, and the constant bickering back and forth. Do it clean, do it swift, and just go for it. Just go for it. That's it, period. And you've got people lining up on all sides of this. You know, that, I mean, that's it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Republican senators calling for a delay on the vote until they can hear from the accuser. So everybody's pretty much saying, a lot of people are saying the same thing. let's get this right. Get it right, and then we can put it to rest and move forward correctly. Correctly. All right, there's no correctly in this. This is a sad story out of Texas. Melissa Ramirez shared a premonition she had with her mother and sister-in-law. I was reading a story about it today. 29 years old. She was one of four people police say were shot and killed by a Border Patrol agent, Juan David Ortiz, between September 3rd and the 15th. All died of gunshot wounds to the head, their bodies dumped in rural stretches of nearby Laredo. So Ramirez's sister-in-law said, "I was speechless. I thought I should have done something sooner. I should have gone to look for her." They say that Ramirez and Claudine Lucera and Umberto Ortiz were victims. They were trying to identify a fourth victim. This Juan David Ortiz was a 10-year vet of the Customs and Border Protection Agency. He confessed to the killings. He was captured over the weekend, and he confessed to the killings. He said he would target a section of Laredo populated by sex workers. He lured them into his truck, shot and killed them. He said he had a dislike of the sex trade and wanted to eradicate all of the prostitutes. At least some of the victims knew each other from spending time on an area of Laredo. And wow. So all the way around, a horrible thing. The Border Patrol, as soon as they knew all the details, released them, talked about it, said that Ortiz really was even hoping he would die in a confrontation with police. That didn't happen. They got him, as I said, over the weekend, so now he's got all these murders that he will be charged with. Huge story about Kim Jong-un and the president of South Korea. Apparently, they have gotten together. They've had this summit, and the good news is they're talking about denuclearization. You would imagine that the president, President Trump, would have another meeting again with Kim Jong-un. But when we were ratcheting up all these fears of the worst could possibly happen, that is good news. No question about that. No question about that. What that's going to look like, we don't know at this point. But if they've come together, they've had a meeting, they've had several meetings, and they're saying this is what we want, I would say that they're gonna roll into this and come up with some kind of a cord that has some meat on the bone, South and North Korea, which then opens the door for Trump to have another meeting, of course, with Kim Jong-un, and that's all good all the way around. In the midst of these tariffs on China, which will start at 10%, are already out there at 10, and will go all the way up to 25% by December. Interesting. Coming up, as we continue to roll through America tonight, I like to call it a little of this, a little of that, meaning there's so much that has happened that has pinged the radar across the country that I'm going to give you what I call the headers. The headers on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
For hanging through with all of us. Floodwaters, that's the big deal when it comes to Florence, and it's awful what's happened in Wilmington and some of the other areas of North Carolina, especially when you talk about Cape Fear cresting to up to 60 feet, 35 people dead. People desperately need food. They need water. We're seeing all kinds of ways that you can give to the people, whether it's through the Red Cross or some other charity. They're everywhere matching donations. Even Google is doing that. It's a city of 120,000 people. The Cape Fear River is a tourist attraction, but now it is a monster that is rolling across houses, people's lives, and just suffocating them because of what happened with Florence and all of the water that was dropped in that area. So when you're talking about rivers cresting, that is what has brought the saddest things that they have seen. You have people lining up for hours for ice, desperate for gas, they want to run a generator, long lines, and all kinds of messes that people are trying to clean up and deal with. And it's this storm. I mean, just this horrible, horrible storm. In South Carolina, Governor McMaster is warning that it could be days until rivers crest along the state's border with North Carolina. The president is going to travel to North and South Carolina on Wednesday, looking at the impact of the damage of Hurricane Florence, and he's expected to go to Myrtle Beach while in South Carolina. Not a lot of the details are out there, but he's going to go and visit the area. Besides that headline, there is this sad headline about Elizabeth Smart. Remember her? She feels like she's on a roller coaster of emotions because her kidnapper is supposed to be freed on Wednesday. The Utah woman convicted of helping her husband kidnap Smart will be released on Wednesday. She fears, she says, for herself and the public. Wanda Barzi pleaded guilty to kidnapping in 2003, sentenced to concurrent 15-year sentences. Her husband, Brian David Mitchell, was sentenced to life without parole. And Smart says she is not allowing these people to steal any more of her life away, but she's concerned for the community, for the public, as much as for herself. Remember, they were living with Smart when they kidnapped her for 9 months until they were spotted walking along a road in a place called Sandy, Utah. Sad story. Kidnapped right from her house. Then there is another sad story that's being talked about, and of course it's police and accusations of sexual abuse. Now you have an Indiana parish that released the names of 18 priests, a diocese that released the names of 18 priests or deacons accused of sexual abuse. So the number of allegations against each one, though, went from 1 to 9. So 63 total. I mean, it just gets more sickening, doesn't it? This is all on the heels of that grand jury report out of Pennsylvania that accused 300 clergy of abuse of about 1,000 kids. It's just so sad what happened to these kids. Nobody stepping up for them. Two priests were suspended over allegations of sexual misconduct. And there were a bunch of others that were released. A lot of the priests are dead now. And some of them, of course, in other areas. Moving along, some other headlines that might have caught your eye, and if not, I'm going to fill you in. Julie Chen made it official. She's off the talk. Her husband is out as CEO of CBS, Les Moonves. Julie Chen had been a part of the show since 2000. She was there since the day it started 9 years ago. And she said, "We've become a family, but right now I need to spend time at home with my husband and our young son." She taped a message from the set of Big Brother, which she also co-hosts. Its season finale airs next week. For the most part, she just stuck to the facts and said, "I send my love and I will miss you very, very much." And then that was it. And Les Moonves has all kinds of allegations flying around his head of sexual misconduct, and they're talking about a $128 million payout for him. But the Moonves scandal is very, 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 very big, needless to say, and there are more details coming out about that. The Emmys, which we highlighted a couple of the people who won Emmys, I said my three big guys. I was talking about Jeff Daniels in Godless, that awesome Western that I watch, because I don't watch necessarily a ton of tube. But the ceremony itself got terrible ratings. For 3 hours for the ratings, they fell 11% from last year, 10.2 million viewers. But a lot of award shows don't get a lot of viewers. But unfunny award shows, even worse. So I think that might have hurt. I don't know. Did people turn away from it because of that? Or they just weren't interested in the first place? It could be very well the reason they were low is because people weren't really interested in the first place. But it definitely was not. It's definitely was not worth something to invest too much time in. All right, speaking of time and money, how about Ferrari? You know, I'm a little bit of a car head. I don't know a lot about cars, but I know I like to look at some of the cool cars. Ferrari unveiled two unique new cars. Supercar Ferrari SP1 and SP2. They were released in Maranello, Italy. So they're going to launch apparently 15 new models between 2019 and 2020. You know, it goes to that question of, if you won the lottery, what would you buy? When you just spend some silly money and not worry about it, would you buy a Ferrari? Would you buy a sexy, crazy, hot, fast car, no matter how old you are? Would that matter to you? I mean, you could still give money away. You could still set up a charity. You could still do all these wonderful things for other people. But what would you buy for yourself? I had that discussion, bizarrely enough, with somebody today, and it was kind of hard for me to come up with something. Because what would it be that I would want so desperately? There's nothing on a list that I desperately want that would just be such a game changer, it would blow my mind. Now, if it was limitless money, I guess that one of those Ferraris would blow my mind. North and South Korea have blown a lot of people's minds, because besides this whole idea of them getting together, jointly agreeing, they have jointly agreed to host the 2032 Summer Olympics. That announcement was made at a news conference on Wednesday in Pyongyang, North Korea. It's part of the bigger overall development toward peace on the Korean Peninsula. So Kim Jong-un and the South Korean President Moon Jae-in agreed to new steps to denuclearize. Wow. That is very big. And then the Olympics to boot, just another part of it. You think of where the Olympics are being held: 2020 in Tokyo, 2024 in Paris, 2028. Wow, 2028 in Los Angeles. And I was just in Los Angeles. And in fact, people were telling me about how excited LA is about hosting the Olympics. And, you know, they start talking about that kind of stuff very early. You got to plan, and then plan some more when you're going to do the Olympics. You have to have the venues. You have to have the hotels. You have to have, you know, everything imaginable in play, in place, to really, really be able to pull it off. By the way, SpaceX announced their first passenger on the moon rocket. Who would it be? Well, it would be billionaire Yusaku Masawaho as the first private passenger on that rocket. He said his love of the art of the heavens, he wanted it. So he was willing to be the guy who would be in that dangerous situation. As Elon Musk said, it's not a walk in the park. There are chances something could go wrong. You have to be a brave person to do that. No one's gone to the moon since the Apollo astronauts for the last trip in 1972. 24 made the trip. None were private citizens. Stay with us. Big shout out to Andy for his help on the technicals as we bounce in the bounce house and come out on the other side here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Will she or won't she show up? The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of a sexual assault 36 years ago has still not said if she will come to Capitol Hill and testify at a hearing Monday. President Trump says he feels bad for Kavanaugh.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him.
And the president goes on to say,
this is not a man that deserves this. It should have been brought up long ago.
President Trump also suspicious of the timing.
You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
And taking a look now at your money, stocks surging on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 184 points to close at 26,246. The Nasdaq up 60 points and the S&P 500 tacking on 15 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So I'm totally excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. He may be, I don't know, zoning out, perhaps grabbing a few Z's or meditating, and I can completely relate to that because Peter Friedman from Calm.com, my favorite new app, is going to join us. And Greg, I have to tell you, it's been a game changer for me. Sometimes with, you know, everything I have going on, radio shows and speaking, you know, my crazy life and writing a book, I have a hard time winding down, especially.
No, you have a hard
shocking
time winding down.
Shocking, but this app has been a game changer for me. I fall asleep. I turn it, I put it on, and it's right there at my nightstand, and it's awesome. And I've also used it when I've been in before I get on a plane, where I used to say I can't even try to meditate, I can't calm my mind down, and I use it then too, and it's helped
That's
me.
That's a great, you know, as you were describing it. And by the way, I want to, Peter, it's great that you're here. Peter Friedman, he works with a company
Good.
Called Calm.com, and I want to spell it because it's a little hard to catch verbally. It's C-A-L-M, like calm down, calm.com. And Peter's the producer of a movie called Ba Ba Land, which we're going to talk about. But I want to say, Kate, and Peter, we will let you talk too. Don't worry. It's
okay.
But it is our show, gosh darn it. But I want to, you know, I'm getting on a plane to New York tomorrow, and as you were describing this app, I was thinking maybe I should download that and listen to it on the plane.
Yeah.
So I'll check that out. I will report back. Do you think we should let Peter talk now?
I think we should, Peter. So here's the question. I want to ask you this. You are the producer of this new film, Ba Ba Land, for Calm.com, and apparently it's an 8-hour slow-motion film about sleep, but the
sheep
thing...
About sheep.
Sheep, not sleep. Sheep and sleep go together, by the way. It's billed as the dullest movie ever made. What is that about? How did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, and if you're the dullest guest we've ever had, this interview is not going to last very long, so unlike the sheep, you better pump it up.
If you're still awake in 5 minutes, then I'll be doing a poor job. dog. Yeah, we came up with the idea because a lot of people use Calm.com as a way to help them get to sleep. And one of the most popular features on Calm.com are their sleep stories or bedtime stories for grown-ups. So we were chatting and talking, and we were discussing, well, what would be the ultimate insomnia cure? And one of the ideas suggested was an 8-hour slow motion movie about sheep, which sort of the antidote to Hollywood action movies, where, I mean, a movie like The Bourne Supremacy, for example, the average camera shot lasts about 2 seconds, where we have camera shots over an hour long. So it's basically, it consists of 8 hours of sheep standing around in a field doing very little. So we are billing it, as you say, as the dullest movie ever made and as the ultimate insomnia cure.
So is it 8 hours? Is it significant that it's 8 hours long, or did you get bored after 8 hours?
The reason for 8 hours, of course, is because that's the number of hours that we're supposed to sleep to get a good night's sleep. But the director's cut was about 12 or 13 hours. We really had to battle with the director to get it down to 8 hours. So we may release that if there's enough public demand. There's also a trailer that's just under 90 seconds that you can find online by Googling Ba Ba Land. So that's for those who haven't got time to watch the whole 8 hours. Yeah, so far we've only released the trailer. We're going to do a world premiere of the movie at a cinema in the centre of London in the UK in September, probably mid-September. And we're also going to be doing a global webcast on the same day, which will be a world premiere, which will be on Calm.com. So people across the world will be able to watch it.
Are Kate and I invited to the world premiere? Because
you are certainly invited. There will be members of the cast attending.
No, really?
Yes.
There will be sheep
the world there? Exclusive. But you're invited either to the premiere in London or to watch it online on Calm.com. We also hope it will have a future on TV. I mean, it's an example of the art film genre known as slow cinema, which, as you know, is characterized by very long camera shots and general lack of plot or action or narrative. But it's also an example of the growing genre of slow TV, and a number of TV channels, including Netflix and the BBC and various channels in Scandinavia and Czech Republic, there is a growing appetite for slow TV, long, slow programs in which very little happens. So we expect that after it premieres in the cinema in London and on Calm.com, that it will have a future on TV, maybe on Netflix, maybe on a dedicated channel.
Mm. Wow. So you made this movie for Calm.com. We haven't really delved into the company at all, so tell us about the company, Peter.
Well, Calm.com is a very fast-growing meditation app. There's a number of, as you know, there's a number of guided meditation programs of different lengths and on different themes that you can enjoy. I mean, it's actually started by two British guys, but it's based in San Francisco. Mm. And it's, it's growing very fast. It's last month passed 10 million downloads, and the company is growing, will grow in revenue about threefold this year, so it's going to grow about 300%. It's also just launched its first physical product last week, in fact, which is called Sleep Mist, which is a lavender sleep spray that you spray on your pillow. But what's unusual about it is it actually goes with, you can, while inhaling the lavender spray, you also listen to an accompanying sleep story or bedtime story on a lavender theme. So it's a kind of new combination of aromatherapy and audio therapy, a combination of smell and sound to help you. So, I mean, lots of people in Silicon Valley, I'm sure you know, are doing all sorts of high-tech things with virtual reality to create immersive experiences, but this is a very low-tech new type of immersive experience, combining, as I say, smell and sound. So you really, you will go to sleep while listening to a very slow, relaxing story about lavender and lavender fields in Provence in southern France, while inhaling the special spray, which is scientifically proven to help you relax and nod off to sleep. So yeah, it's doing all sorts. It's growing very fast, and it's doing all sorts of innovative things. The Babalan movie and the first physical product are both examples of how it's starting to move from online to offline into the real world. So it's going to be occupying both spheres, the online and the offline world.
I want to bring this conversation back to the topic of sleep. We're talking with Peter Friedman. He's the producer of the new film Babaland. It's B-A-A, B-A-A, if that reminds you of a sheep, it's deliberate. Babaland, it's an 8-hour slow-motion film he made for Calm.com about sheep, and it's billed as the dullest movie ever made. And Peter, what I want to ask you is, you made the movie, you said, 8 hours long because that's how much time we should be getting sleep. I'm guessing you have some statistics about how much time we're actually getting sleep.
Yes, I'm trying to get them to hand. I know that tens of millions of Americans do have serious sleep problems, and insomnia is a modern and growing epidemic. The statistics are pretty frightening. So most people are getting significantly less than that. Fortunately, I'm not one of them because sleeping is one of my big talents. We did a survey a few weeks ago to find out which day of the week people had most difficulty sleeping, and the runaway winner was Sunday. Three times as many people have trouble sleeping on a Sunday as on any other day, and the day when people have least trouble sleeping is Thursday night, and the reasons for those two things are connected. And the reason there are a number of reasons people find difficulty sleeping on Sunday night, but the biggest reason is they disrupt their routine. They kind of go to bed late on a Friday, and even more on a Saturday, and then they sleep in late on a Saturday morning. And then by the time it gets to Sunday night, they're not tired, they're not sleepy, and then so they can't get to sleep. Then they start worrying about they can't get to sleep, and then they get into a vicious circle. And I mean, by Thursday night, they've just about got back into their routine after spending a whole week getting back into the groove, and then the weekend comes round again. So yeah, sleep is a huge problem, and that's why one of the reasons that Calm is growing so fast, because people use both the meditation programs and the sleep stories, the bedtime stories for grown-ups, to help them get to sleep. And they're both kind of natural sleep aids, because it's obviously far better if you can get a natural aid than if you have to rely on medication.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to hear more about the premiere. We definitely have to have you back on, because I want to see what that cast of hundreds, all those sheep, are like. Peter Friedman, Calm.com, and the producer of Babaland. I love it. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Ever wonder how how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Of this book of our next guests in our virtual green room. So excited to have Ellen Walker on. The Secret War, the struggle for your last freedom. And that just evokes all kinds of images, I think. Ellen, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, I'm glad to be here with you.
So paint a picture for us. Tell us what the book is about overall, the overall theme of it.
Okay. The overall theme, I think we need to look at what is the last freedom. The war is important and something that people don't know about, but the war is over something that's really significant, and that is your last freedom. And that came from a camp pastor I had in high school back in the 60s. This was back in the days when the POWs were coming home from war. You've seen a lot of that with as we've gone back through the life of John McCain. But in that camp meeting, he talked about the fact that when you're a prisoner of war, everything is taken away from you. Your food, your clothing, you're kept in cages, you're tortured, you're beaten within an inch of your life, and then the next day it starts all over again. But he said, no matter what they take away from you, there is one freedom that is yours to the very end, and that freedom is your attitude, and that you have a choice. Whether you're going to live with hope or you're going to live with despair, whether you're going to hate your enemy or you're going to love your enemy. So when I talk about your last freedom, and I found out later, years later, that a gentleman by the name of Viktor Frankl is the one who actually coined the phrase, but there is a struggle for your attitude and for the way you think on things and the way you respond in your life. So that's, in a real short nutshell, is what the war and the struggle is all about.
Oh, and I so agree with you, and you set that up beautifully. And I see it constantly in my life, and I know people listening can completely relate to that. And in changing your attitude, do you feel that people are able to enjoy their life more? They're not placing judgment so much on everything that happens to them, and it just changes pretty much how people even perceive them, right?
Your attitude is a tremendous determining factor. In fact, you know, they used to say, you hear all the time, you are what you eat. In reality, you are what you think. And I don't know, you probably, how many people do you know who are angry or unhappy, frustrated, worried, grumpy, upset, hurt? People who are slaves to alcohol or drugs or food addictions or sex, or there's so many things that are impacted by your attitude. The thing that I desperately want people to understand, though, is that changing your attitude is not something that you can always do yourself. I'm a food addict. I'm really overweight. I've just finished losing 90-some pounds. But it, what I found is, like, if you think about, oh, I'm not supposed to, if you ever did anything for Lent and you gave up something like chocolate, and the more you give up something, the more you want it, the more you think about it. And so the changing of your attitude is not something that can be done just by yourself with sheer willpower. There has to be something that impacts you more than that.
Ooh,
to accomplish that.
I totally agree with that. So what can people do, or what should they do if they want to go down that path? Like, congratulations to you for that weight battle, as you're saying, you know, you are what you think. And how did you do that to already lose 90-some pounds? How did that happen?
Okay, now this is where your listeners may not like what I have to say, but it's the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only way that we can change our attitudes. And let me give you an example. When I first got married to my husband, and we'd been married about a month, and he did something that I got really upset about. And I went up to him, and I clenched my fist, and I said, "You make me so angry." And I thought I was in for a big fight. And my husband turned to me, and he said, "I don't make you angry. You make yourself angry. If I had a choice, I'd make you happy, but I can't do that either. It's all up to you." First off, there needs to be a coming of responsibility for my own thoughts and my own attitudes and my own anger, or why is it that this is upsetting me? Or there has to be some accountability. And when we realize that there are forces that are trying to take our attitude away from us, and that only God can help us win that battle, then we start to win the war on changing our attitude.
Yeah, so well put. I totally agree with you. And I think there are many people listening that would absolutely echo the same sentiment. There's no question about that. And in the attitude and in thinking and in winning the war, you know, the struggle, the secret war, the struggle, your last freedom, which is what Ellen Walker's talking about, and putting this together, I can imagine what that was like for you. What was the process like in writing the book?
Well, it took 3 years, but it's been a process over many, many years as a Bible teacher and studying scripture and learning to walk with God. It's taken him a long time to show me all this stuff. In fact, in my introduction, I dedicate this to my grandkids because I said, this is stuff that's taken me a lifetime to learn, and I'm hoping that maybe you can learn from my mistakes and my examples. So it doesn't take you so long to try to learn what it has taken me for a long time to learn. And in the book, that's what I do. I go back to the basics and explain, these are the basic attitudes. If you go back to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and the Beatitudes, we call them Beatitudes. I reverse that. These are attitudes we are to be. And once these attitudes become real and functional in your life, then Jesus goes on in the rest of the Sermon on the Mount to explain the, what I call advanced training, or the more involved attitudes and the growth that needs to happen in these basics before you have the tools that you need to fight against attitudes that do not belong in your life. The process was long, over a lifetime, but it was about 3 years to actually put it down in paper, because I tend to have interruptions, like my grandson lives in the house with me, so I like to play with him, and he likes me to play with him. The writing took a lot longer than it probably should have, but...
But it came and it worked, and we're speaking with Ellen Walker, The Secret War, The Struggle for Your Last Freedom, and you can pick it up at Amazon, etc. And Ellen, in talking about The Secret War, you can tell, and you can tell in the book, you really want people to win the war. And I can imagine, as you put this together and you told friends, etc., what was their reaction?
Well, everyone I've ever talked to has always been intrigued with the whole idea and excited about it. So I'm hoping the book will help them crystallize some of these ideas. But one of the things I'm mentioning is you cannot win every battle. And even as I wrote this, I had bigger and bigger battles that confronted me in my mind and my heart and my thinking. And so as I overcame or let God overcome those battles, then I was able to then translate that into other things I put in my book. So it's kind of like the more that you decide, okay, God, I'm going to let you take control, the more evil comes in and wants to draw you away from God and draw you away from those things that he's striving to do in your life. So there's a constant battle. In fact, the minute that you realize there's a battle, then the battle gets more intense, because Satan has a tendency to want to. He gets into our thoughts, he gets into our attitudes and the things that we're strongest in. That's where he pulls us away and tries to just put his foot in the door and get us going the wrong direction. So it's not an easy war.
Yeah, it's not easy. So you tell people, I mean, and for people listening, this is great that you have a chance to really explain your book and talk about your book. So it's not something that happens overnight, and patience pays, correct? Yeah.
It happens over a lifetime, and God is patient in helping us overcome these things. But we all make mistakes. We all lapse. We all go into negative thoughts because we have this selfishness. I'm always concerned about me and what I want rather than what God has intended and what he's doing. And when I focus on me, then I'm starting to lose the battle. Jesus Christ is the only one that can take my thoughts off of me and place them in the place where they need to be. God created us to have this awesome life with one another. And I look at the world today and the anger and the vitriol that people have against each other and the speech hate, and it's gotten, it seems so much worse. I don't know if it has or not, but if people would just stop and understand that they're letting their emotions and their things be controlled by forces that are not good. And when we open ourselves to the author of truth and love and peace and beauty in Jesus Christ and God, then those things change. And our world's not going to change until people allow God to do work in their hearts.
What a perfect place to end this. Ellen Walker, The Secret War, The Struggle for Your Last Freedom. Pick up her book today. Great conversation. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Kate. Appreciate it.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.